You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, let's do this on a Wednesday, September 30th, and a Thursday, October the 1st. Yes, Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network, brought to you by our friends at Visa. Help support your local businesses, whether they're your corner stores or coffee spots or favorite shops. Local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, make the choice to shop at local businesses and look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community, because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be, official partner of the NFL. Detroit Lions back to work today. Injury report is small and brief. We will update you on what's going on in Allen Park today. Also, the Saints have some injury concerns and have had some injury concerns with their top wide receiver and really, arguably, their best player, Michael Thomas. We'll tell you if he was back at practice today or not. We have a guest today. I mentioned special guest yesterday. How about Jason Lockenfora? Yes, NFL Today, CBS Sports, NFL Insider. Jason actually was a former beat writer for the Red Wings at the Free Press many, many years ago, but he's made the rounds of covering the NFL, the Redskins. I'm sorry, the Washington football team. He's been at NFL Network and ESPN. Now at CBS Sports. And Jason will join us momentarily here on the show. Welcome to the podcast, by the way. If you're listening on Apple iTunes, please leave us a review. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget about Locked On Red Wings, Locked On Tigers with Chris, and of course, Locked On Pistons as well with Matt Shook, all right here on the Locked On Podcast and Network. Find us on Twitter. We put out the show every day at Derry Speaks and at Locked On Lions, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. 1-2 Leos, 1-2 Saints coming up this Sunday at Ford Field. Another game, another week with no fans in the stands, and it will be weird and all that stuff. Lions injury report. Good news today. Desmond Trufant, sore hamstring and all, did practice. Larry Lage from the Associated Press, I believe, was the one reporter that was out there today, the pool reporter. Took some still shots of Trufant out there. They listed him as limited in practice with a hamstring. But certainly the hope would be that Trufant can come back this weekend, especially with the Saints and the weapons that they have, both on the inside with the tight ends, Cook and others, and then the outside with Michael Thomas. But Trufant has missed the last 2 weeks with that sore hamstring, but did return to practice today. Also, for the first time this year, Deshaun Hand, who we know has had a bevy of injuries over the years, but it's played really solid football so far on the interior of that defensive line. He was listed today with a chest injury, limited in practice, but was out there. Also, tight end Hunter Bryant, who hasn't practiced really since training camp, hamstring injury, limited in practice. The only player that did not practice today for the Lions was safety C.J. Moore with the sore calf. As of this recording, we still have not seen any or gotten any word about Jayron Kearse and whether or not the Lions are going to activate him or not this weekend. We'll have to wait and see. As far as the Saints, three of their starters, Andres Pete, Janoris Jenkins, and Jared Cook, missed practice today. Cook with a groin, Jenkins with an illness, and Pete with an ankle injury. Big question mark certainly is going to be Michael Thomas. Missed the last 2 weeks with a bum ankle, stud wide receiver. And for those of you that play fantasy football, I drafted Michael Thomas like third overall, and people are like, oh, what are you, an idiot? I did take him there. He's missed the last couple weeks with that sore ankle. Marcus Davenport, also a very important pass rusher. We'll talk tomorrow about the Saints defense with Ross Jackson. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. We're going to talk to Ross tomorrow on the Locked On crossover. He's the host of Locked On Saints. He was limited in practice today with a sore elbow. And Marshawn Lattimore, who I think is a tremendous cornerback, but he has not had a good year so far. He was limited today with a hamstring. But the big story will be in New Orleans and whether or not Michael Thomas will come back. And if he does, look, the Saints offense is good even without him, but it's great with him. And, you know, Drew Brees, and when he gets rid of the football quickly, Obviously, things have changed. He's not this deep thrower that he used to be. Alvin Kamara is just, you know, ridiculously good. And that's going to be the biggest storyline for Sunday is, can the Lions bottle him up? Can they tackle him in the open field? You know, the missed tackles the Packers had on him this past Sunday, even though they won, you know, the one play down the sidelines where they missed about five or six tackles on him. Alvin Kamara is special. And for the Lions to win Sunday, they're going to have to hold him in check and not allow Breeze on those checkdowns to Kamara to for big yardage. If you can get Drew Breeze in third and sevens, third and eights on Sunday, I think the Lions have a very good chance of winning this football game. Because Breeze, just the arm just is not what it used to be. The accuracy has not been there this year. You force him to make some big throws down the field, I think he got a shot. But so far, so good on the health front for the Lions. And if they were to get Desmond Trufant back, I would assume that Trufant and Oruwariye would play on the outside, and Okuda would be your slot corner with the injuries to Justin Coleman, the injury to Justin Coleman. But Okuda's got to be on the field. You got to continue to trot this kid out there and continue to get him reps. He made some good strides last weekend in Arizona, and hopefully that continues this weekend, because the Lions need, I'm not saying all the help they can get, but certainly he's a big part of what they did or what they do, and they drafted him number three overall for a reason. So would love to see him out there, certainly with his teammates. This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. It's all the action, all the football you can handle all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is also the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from some of the best, like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, Devontae Adams, Jack Fox, and many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. Our special guest comes up next. But first, we got to tell you about RockAuto.com. Oh, if you're looking for auto parts, why would you leave the house? Why would you go to the store? Some of those stores, they're good looking. They're decent looking. They got nice jingles, but they don't have what RockAuto.com has. And that is the best prices, reliability, and you get everything delivered directly to the house. It's awesome. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com and check it out. Shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Whatever you need, tail lamps, motor oil, engine control modules, whatever that is. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle, choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, the prices are fair. They're reliably low at RockAuto.com. They're the same for everybody. Why spend up to twice as much for the same auto parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, our special guest today here on Locked On Lions, let's bring him in. You see him every Sunday on CBS, writes as an NFL insider for CBSSports.com. Also remember him from his days here in Detroit working for the Free Press. It is our buddy Jason Lockin for it. Jay, thanks for a couple minutes.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
How you been?
I can't complain, man. I mean, all things considered, you know, we're surviving 2020. Thankfully, we're all relatively healthy and in different, varying degrees of school, whether virtual or at home, and et cetera. So it is what it is, man. But no, we're good to go. Thanks. Hope you guys are well as well.
No, no doubt. I appreciate it. All right. So I know you were a little bit surprised. I saw your best bets last week where you talked about Arizona. All of a sudden, there's a pulse in Detroit with the Lions. How stunned were you at what happened Sunday?
Pretty surprised. Pretty surprised, just given where these teams were, and especially more about Arizona than anything else. I mean, my preseason awards, I talked about, I thought Kyler Murray would be someone who's in the top 10, the conversation for top 10 quarterback by the end of the season. I picked Arizona to go to the playoffs and thought the offense would be a juggernaut. My concern was defensively, could they be just adequate? Could they take a step towards being league average, in which case I thought they'd definitely be a playoff team and maybe one that could make a little noise. Now, Kyler had his worst game of the season. The Lions did a great job with him and his body language. He looked sort of as confused and frustrated as we've seen him in quite some time. But obviously he and Hopkins have a good thing going, and I think that they'll bounce back, and I think that's a pretty good football team. But, yeah, I mean, the Lions got off the mat, and boy, did they have to. So hats off to them. I feel like they do that a couple times a year, you know? Like, they almost beat the Chiefs last year. Like, I can remember, you know, them giving the Patriots a game, right, and beating the Patriots, I think, in a primetime game.
Yeah, 2 years ago, yeah.
And look, I don't know that they're done. I mean, this could be an interesting one this weekend also.
So where are you overall with Detroit? What are you hearing around the league about Patricia and Bob Quinn? And certainly, you know, everybody here in Detroit doesn't know yet what to expect from Sheila Ford Hamp, the sort of pseudo new owner taking over for her mom.
Yeah, look, I think this is a prove it year. You know, I mean, everything is set up that way, and they said it. I mean, you can go back to, you know, the press releases and what the family was saying at the end of last season, and they have higher expectations, and they think this is going to be a competitive football team, and they're demanding it be a competitive football team, or people will be held accountable. So, I mean, look, I know he meets with ownership every week, and I don't think that's lost on anybody in that building that, hey, we haven't done what we came here to do, and we better win more football games this year. So, I just think that is what it is. And, you know, I don't know that that's something that ownership's looking at from play to play or series to series or game to game, month to month. You know, where are we now? Where were we this time a year ago? Where do we think we should be? I think that's probably, the kind of conversations that are being had there in terms of the ownership level.
Where do you think they should be in terms of when you look, from a national perspective overhead at what Alan Park brings to the table?
I don't really know what to make of them. You know what I mean? There's some teams through three games where you're kind of like, all right, I was like the Packers. I was a Packers skeptic. I am now willing to issue a mea culpa and say that offense did take a major step forward. Like, I was wrong. You know, I think I undersold the Rams. I think I oversold the Saints. I'm sure you guys heard the narrative. There was a bit of a national narrative that, hey, the Lions might be a sneaky playoff team.
Yeah.
Or the Lions, you know, might be a lot better than people think. I wasn't on that train just because I don't know about I still don't know about them in the trenches. You know, I don't know about the offensive line. I don't know about the defensive line. Are they finally going to run the ball and be more balanced and, you know, be more stout in that regard? Or is Stafford going to have to chuck it all over the place? And through three games, I don't know. I tend to think they're going to be on the outside looking in when it comes to playoff time. But I'm a huge Matt Stafford guy. And if the defense can make some strides and if they can be more balanced, and I don't know that Adrian Peterson's going to be the guy that I'd be riding right now. I mean, they have some young backs. I don't think Adrian Peterson's an ascending player. So I'll be interested to see the division of labor at that position moving forward. And they're obviously, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I think they'll be a decent football team. Is it going to be enough to get them in the playoffs? I'm not so sure.
Jason Lockenfora with us from CBS Sports. See him every Sunday on NFL Today, and certainly read all of his stuff, and his tweets are fantastic, too. You mentioned before about Stafford. Year 12 here, and certainly the skeptics will say, well, what's he won? And everybody that's on his bandwagon would say, what's he had around him? And obviously, he throws the game-winning touchdown to Swift. That wasn't his fault in week one. The kid dropped the football. But what are your overall thoughts on him? You said you like him.
Yeah, I do. I mean, he's one of these guys who I think if you put him in some of these other situations where there has been more continuity, where there's been more consistency, where they've done a better job running the football, cultivating an offensive line, you know, keeping some continuity in terms of scheme and personnel, I think most people would look at Matt Stafford as, you know, one of the 8-10 best quarterbacks on the planet. And I think he has that kind of talent. It's just, it's hard to say because he hasn't.
You know,
it takes a village, right? And you could say, well, he should elevate everybody around him. And if he's that good, it shouldn't matter. You know, I don't know that it works that way. You know, I just feel like you got to have, you got to be able to check a few boxes, a few of those boxes I listed off, more years than not, if you're going to play at the kind of level that we see him play at for, you know, parts of a season, but probably not the full season. But last year, before he got hurt, I mean, he would have been in my top five for MVP. I absolutely loved what he was doing, and I felt like he and Daryl Bevel had a really good thing going. And then obviously that's another, you know, we'll never know because he didn't get to finish the season. But I think he's got a lot of talent. But look, I'm also not naive, and it's a business, and they've spent a lot of money on him, and he came in as a bonus baby, as you guys know, and you know, the old CBA and the massive guarantees coming in, and then everything's negotiating off of that, and timing in the quarterback position is everything, you know. Joe Flacco, I mean, you can look at all these guys. Goff, when he got paid, and that's how it goes. So I get it. After 12 years and all that money and not enough playoff wins, if there is, you know, macro level changes in that organization at the end of the season, and you're bringing in a different regime, them wanting to go with a different model and somebody younger and cheaper, I get it.
More with Jason Lockenfora from CBS when we come back. I'm Matt Derry with Jason Lockenfora from CBS Sports. You mentioned before about Matthew Stafford, the money and the CBA. Obviously, things have changed since then. And now, you know, with players and contract years, the Lions have locked up Taylor Decker, haven't locked up Kenny Golladay yet. What kind of money do you think he'll command? And what do you think of him as a player? And what do you think the market would be for him?
I'm a big fan. I think he's a transcendent talent. I think he's one of the best young receivers in the game. That price tag has moved a lot from the point where, you know, he was seen as an emerging talent to the point where, you know, he'll make the case now for top 10 wide receiver money. That bar has jumped. You know, is he going to get into that $19, $20 million a year conversation? I don't know. You know, I think, you know, him getting healthy on the field and doing his thing here the next few weeks would certainly help his cause. But yeah, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of bargains there. He's seen around the league as a guy who is a number one wide receiver, and I think he'll continue to put that on film moving forward. And we'll see. He's certainly someone that, you know, I would want to build around, that I would want to keep in that building. I would look at him as a foundational piece.
So you look at this Sunday and you see the Saints, and you mentioned it before the break that you a little bit disappointed in their start at 1-2, and in Drew Brees, obviously the arm just isn't what it used to be, but with Kamara and Thomas, anything is possible. How do you look at Sunday with the Saints coming to town?
Well, I mean, I think the Saints find themselves where the Lions were last week. Like, it's you know, get up or shut up time. It can get late in this league really early. And, you know, the Saints beat the Bucs week one, and the Bucs, you know, look, the Saints are the poster boys for COVID continuity, right? I mean, we're just rolling the balls back out. Same scheme as it ever was, same coaches as it ever was, same quarterback, and mostly same pieces, right? Same middle linebackers. And so the central nervous system of the offense and the defense are in place. And, you know, team that goes to the playoffs every year. So, you know, the Bucs had none of that week one, and the Saints won. But since then, those teams are trending in different directions. And I don't really think much of the Raiders' defense. I just don't. And if you watch them with any regularity, I don't know how you would. And yet the Saints couldn't really do much other than, you know, throw the ball to the tight end occasionally and throw it to the running back. And there's no you know, the idea of modern football to make you defend every blade of grass horizontally and vertically, that ain't the Saints right now. And I don't think that's just who Drew Brees is at this stage of his career. They're starting to get banged up on the offensive line. And on defense, I don't know, man. I mean, they play the Raiders. They play the Packers. Where's Cam? I don't know. I mean, are these corners like the, you know, Lattimore and Jackrabbit? I mean, are they making plays or are they getting burned? You know, where's the pass rush? I'm not sure, man. You know, sometimes it goes fast for teams.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned about Drew Brees. I am. I don't know that he can push the ball downfield. I don't know that he wants to push the ball downfield. And he's not going to get any stronger. He's not going to get any faster, and he's not going to get any taller. And the more he starts to sense the pocket collapsing in on him, and I think the more he starts to sense his football mortality, the worse it tends to get. So I'll be interested to see how the Lions approach this, whether they're willing to take some more risks because you don't have to really fear the downfield ball, and then making two or three throws that absolutely kill you. I think they're a vulnerable team right now.
Jason Lockenfor from CBS Sports. You look at the division where the Lions sit right now and you go, wait a minute, the Bears are 3-0. You mentioned the Packers before, and they look like clearly the class of the division. And Minnesota is a stunner at 0-3. But what do you take? What do you take through 3 weeks of this NFC North?
I'm not buying the Bears whatsoever. I mean, you come into the year with a quarterback controversy. You beat three bad teams. And look, the Lions going to be a bad team at the end? I don't know. But they were a bad team that Sunday, and they were a bad team the Sunday before that. I think the schedule, they're rolling the dice, and it's coming up in their favor every time. Over 16 weeks, I think they'll be exposed. I think it's a good, not great defense. I think it's a bad offense. And I think Nick Foles, for a short sample size, can look the part. They're asking 13 weeks. I don't think it's happening. From productivity standpoint and from a health standpoint, I think that's a lot to bank on, given who he's shown you he is, and given some of the limitations of their offensive line and that offense as a whole. So they don't really run it that well. I don't buy them at all. Minnesota's a complete train wreck, and while I don't think they could be this bad every single week, I also don't think they're going anywhere, and I don't think they're going to be a good team, and I think there'll be some regrets about doubling down on the head coach and the GM and the quarterback and everything they did to try to, you know, mitigate their salary cap hell and what should have been a circle closing, which should have been a time for going in a new direction. They decided more of the same, status quo. I don't think that's going to prove to work out very well for them. Green Bay is the juggernaut that their record would have told you they were yesterday. I buy it more. Like last year, I buy it now. Like they're going to win 13 games, and they're going to get to January. I'm going to be like, they're going to be a tough out. Whereas last year, I was like, there's no way they're going to beat good teams 2 or 3 weeks in a row in the postseason. It's just not happening. Is there an opening in the NFC? Sure. The NFC East is a joke. Somebody's got to win the division. There's no real football teams over there. Does the West, do they just eat each other alive? Because there seem to be four really good teams out there, but do they beat up on each other? And how does that come out in the wash? I feel like it's fairly wide open in the NFC.
I got to tell our audience, so Jay does a afternoon drive talk show up there in the Baltimore, Washington area. What do you guys call the football team? I mean, do you actually say Redskins? You're not allowed to? I don't even know what fans call them up there with this preposterous name.
Every once in a while, you know, we slip. But it's, you know, the football team, the Washington football team. I'll occasionally refer to them on the air or in print as the Washington football dudes or the Washington football guys. But primarily just the Washington football team until further notice.
You covered some beauties there, man, when you were covering that team. A lot of them are gone now. A lot of them we kind of know why they're gone. One day we'll talk off air about some stories that you have. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, that was a time out there at Washington Football Team Park. I guess you'd have to call it now.
Unbelievable. All right, Jay, appreciate it, brother.
No worries, man. Enjoy the game. Thank you.
Jason Lockenfora from CBS Sports joining us here on Locked On Lions on this Wednesday, September 30th. Remember, Jason worked here. I knew him at Syracuse a little bit. We went to college together. He was like a year below me. But then Jason was the beat writer for the Red Wings, covering the Wings for the Free Press back in the day. And his career has ascended. Of course, he's at the NFL Network. He worked at ESPN, now at CBS, and doing afternoon drive radio in Baltimore as well as at the Intercom station up there. So great to have Jason on. Great insight from him. Tomorrow we will do the crossover with Ross Jackson, host of Locked On Saints, right here on Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Go Tribe.